Hey guys, this is our podcast, A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. My name is Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and this is my good friend, Bridgie Swan.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I was doodling. Okay, so just before we start, I'd just like to say thank you to everyone for the feedback that we've got. It's been incredible. So if you can please carry on giving us a 5-star and rating, what's it called?
Review.
That's it, review. Carry on rating and reviewing. Thanks, guys.
This week, we're talking about all things motivation and how loving yourself can help you to stay on track.
I liked that.
Cheers to you, honey.
Cheers to you.
Here's a little roundup of what we're going to be talking about in today's episode.
Number one, your ping moment. Why you shouldn't hate the fit girl with the amazing arse in the gym.
How social media could stop you reaching your goals.
Why airplane mode could actually be your saviour.
And Richie's recommendations of the week for staying motivated. Okay, folks, so this week we're talking about motivation. And what we thought would be a good one is because everything to do with dieting and fitness, it relates back to how you feel. It's all about like mental health and stuff like that. I think people are a lot more open now discussing it, and one in four of us every year suffers with something like anxiety, depression, and feeling down and feeling like shit about yourself. So we thought we'd talk to you a little bit more about why we started.
So why did you start at?
Well, so a million years ago, I used to have this bone condition and
is this a true story?
This is a true story.
I didn't know whether you were going with a joke.
Girls,
then.
Get out.
Go on, sorry.
Okay, so a million years ago, I had this bone condition and I used to work on a bar. And every time I used to turn round on the bar, my kneecaps dislocated out of place. So it was hypermobile to the extreme. So one day it kept happening. I went to the hospital and I had to have this operation to get my knee like broken and reset. And it was disgusting. And a few months after the operation, I was getting physio done, and the physio dropped me knee after I had...
He dropped your knee?
No, she, stupid bitch. If you're listening, I'm still eating you. I haven't bent my leg in, months and months. It'd been in this massive cast.
Oh, so it's just let go of your leg.
And she dropped my leg and snapped my knee again.
Oh.
And I couldn't bear the idea of going back to physio. But I'd been off for months. I'd been in a wheelchair. Couldn't even do anything. And I was massive. At that point, I think, for me, I was about 4 stone heavier than I am now. And I had no muscle mass. So I went on Twitter and found a personal trainer. And within 3 weeks, he had me walking on a treadmill. He was amazing. So that was my ping moment. I was like a million stone heavier, like felt terrible about myself. I had all these big scars and I was like, I just don't want to look like this anymore. So I started with this personal trainer and I really like, I still do, to be honest with you, but I felt really sorry for myself. And he was like hardcore, quite cutthroat with me. And I cried one day in the session because I was like, I think I was probably due on. I was just like emotional anyway and I was in pain all the time. And he came around to me and went, you know, crying's not going to make it any
better. And you were probably in your head being negative, seeing all the waste and everything.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
I was looking at myself hating, going, yeah. I can't do it. The first time I went there, the gym was upstairs and my dad had to carry me up there.
No way.
Oh, it was horrible. I felt ashamed. And do you know what? Eventually, one day, you just get over it, don't you? This week, we want to talk loads about like being motivated, but not putting yourself down. Deep down, you've got the ability to change. You've just got to decide when you want to do it.
So that was your ping moment then, Hattie?
Yeah.
Anyone out there listening, it'd be interesting to know what your ping moment is. So get in touch on Instagram, @GirlGayGym, and Twitter. I don't even know what the Twitter is, but I'm Twitter. At Twitter. I've had no carbs today, my brain's gone. I'm due a feed.
So now I've finished sobbing, we're going to move on to talking about social media and how what you see isn't necessarily what you get.
You know what, social media can have massive benefits for inspiration, but there's some serious downsides to it as well, isn't there? In terms of what people perceive as realistic to achieve from it.
Yeah, two words, face tune. Everyone face tunes.
What's that?
Well, my client does it. I know she's listening, so I'm just going to say, shout out to you, babe.
Can we name and shame?
L.
L.
But basically, she showed me how to use this app. I don't use it on myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to know messing.
So go on, what is it?
Right, it's like Photoshop, so I took a picture of you.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like all them frown lines and all them wrinkles.
I've had that much Botox, I have none.
And everyone's laughing now, but he doesn't look like he's doing anything.
I look like a Sharpay in about 3 weeks, but... So
basically, say like you took a picture of your legs and you had cellulite on the back of your legs, you can get like, it's almost like a fucking rubber, right? And you rub over the picture and you can smooth it out. So like all these personal trainers putting these pictures up of like,
do you think
these
people
amazing
are doing
body.
That?
Are you messing? All the time, babe.
I'm 40 this year, babe. All this modern technology is new to me. But you know what, right? You must have had girls coming in wanting to achieve something that they're seeing on Instagram. Like, I had this girl, I'm not going to name her. She was stunning, like literally stepping out of Hollywood, you'd say, like beautiful, dead curvy, dark. And she was miserable because she constantly compared herself to pictures on Instagram and she was as perfect as you get.
Yeah, one of my
clients
is like that.
And it's sad, it's so sad.
She's my most liked transformation picture and she has undoubtedly got one of the best figures I've ever seen in my life. She's gorgeous.
Massive body dysmorphia.
And every single one of my clients says to me they want to look like her. Yeah. And I have never met anyone who critiques himself as much as she does, and she's amazing. And it's so mad. Stupid. Like, it's so sad, but it's, I suppose in a way it's not stupid, is it? Because it's a learned behaviour. We've learned it from each other. We're doing
we're
it to each other.
Constantly looking for acceptance, for likes, forever, to validate us rather than just look within and start doing what makes you happy. Do you know what? If I could relive my life, or if I could go back to me as I was younger, oh God, there's so many things you'd say, isn't there?
It's like 50 years ago as like, well, that is.
Yeah, well, now I'm 40. I couldn't give a shit about any. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I'm like, but if you could go back to you when you did care about everything, it'd be nice to be able to go, listen, sort your shit out.
I think one of the major like things for us, especially for girls our age, it's the Kardashians, right? Let's just address this one for once and for all. You cannot have an ass like that out of nowhere, because all of them have appeared in the last 4 or 5 years. The bodies have totally changed. Your bum can't get that much bigger without any quad or any hamstring development. Girls, they are having liposuction and having their fat put into their bums. So don't think by dieting and dieting and dieting, you're still not going to have a little bit of a love handle. You are. It's how we are made. You're always going to have a little bit of fat at the top of your thighs. It's how we are made. If you look at old massive statues of like Greek goddesses and all these amazing people, they all add a little bit of a tummy.
Yeah.
They all add a little bit on your hips. You want to wear that with pride because that's your protection for when you have a baby, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
That's why you have that fat there. A boss person on Instagram that I follow is a personal trainer called Chessie King. She like shows how you can make your body look one way and then in reality you look a totally different way. Like you can take, 50 selfies and then there's one that's boss. Just remember that everyone else is doing that as well. So don't give yourself a hard time thinking that they actually look like that. Embrace your body for how it is. The second you start loving yourself, you're going to start seeing a change.
Yeah, and it's like you're comparing yourself right now to someone's chosen Instagram picture. So that's like their finest moment they're putting
self,
up. And you're comparing yourself to sat at home in your pyjamas. I'm so glad I was a kid when I was, because we never had Facebook or Instagram in the 80s and 90s. We had the Little Woods catalogue.
I love her to death, but she never smiles on a picture on Insta.
No.
She just snarls all the time, but to be fair
to show
her, very consistently, she only snarls in real life as well.
Really, that leads on then, doesn't it? Because it's not just Instagram that we're comparing ourselves on. It's everyday life. So you think someone's better at you at work, better at the job, you're going in the gym, looking how people are working out, how heavy they're lifting.
Mums look at other mums and compare themselves. Like, why is Ian a kid not screaming, kicking off on the floor, and mine is?
Every day we're comparing ourselves. And again, it's coming down to that. It all points back to how you look at yourself, isn't it? And like how you think of you. And it's all down to self-love, I say.
I think sometimes it's dead hard to like step away and say, do you know what? Instead of saying, I should have done it like this, I should have done this, I could have done that, to look at it as glass half full and say, do you know what? That didn't go that well, but that doesn't matter because this is what I've done, boss, today. Your workouts, you never did everything that you thought you were going to do. Well, that's okay because you did better than you would have done if you were sat on your bum at home.
Exactly.
If you go into a class, sometimes, like, one of my clients said to me, oh, I'm not sitting behind you in spin anymore when we go to Richie's class because you make me look bad. And I said, that's how you see yourself.
Yeah.
You started 6 months ago. I started 5 years ago.
And it's comparing your chapter one to someone's chapter 30.
Exactly. There's no comparison with it because it's different stages. And because someone does something slightly different to you, or that you look at them and idolise them, doesn't mean they're better. It just means they're at a different stage.
And you don't see all the hours of work that they've put in to get there, which they could be there as well if they put the equal work in to get to it.
Yeah, exactly. So just remember that, like, as much as you might be looking at that person on that treadmill or that person squatting and who's got the most amazing bum, just remember they are a person exactly the same as you. They had their day one exactly the same as did. Nothing was given to anybody, and these people say, oh, she's dead skinny, she's getting my nerves, can't bear her, she's dead skinny. They've made that choice. I mean, there are those odd people that can eat whatever they want and do nothing and look amazing. And those people will see you in hell. But for everyone normal, everyone has had to put their sacrifice in. There was a study on the telly ages ago, and it said, like, people who said they ate the exact same thing, and some of them were a size 16 and some of them were a size 8. And it was because of the little bits that you don't even realise you're doing sometimes that you are. So just remember, calm down, slow yourself down with everything, and assess yourself in terms of, like, how well am I doing instead of how bad am I doing?
Yeah. So we're going on about Instagram and Facebook and all these different things that people are comparing themselves on. What can we do to help improve self-esteem and stop the comparison?
I think there's loads of facts that have come out recently about social media. And a really interesting one says 1 in 2 people that go on social media for more than 5 times a day have depressive thoughts.
Really?
How sad's that? It's horrible. But you know what? Think how many times a day you just open Insta or open Facebook for no reason.
And there's someone with rippling abs or perfect body or whatever.
Or a pair of Balenciagas. And you think, and you're just sat there and you're high tech.
No, but it is. It's like kind of detoxing, isn't it? It's like giving yourself a limit. Like my fella, he has only Facebook, no Instagram, and he'll only go on Facebook for 20 minutes a day or something, and he'll log out. So
does he?
Yeah, so he has to put
his
password.
But that's why he's so clever.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? But he's got he doesn't really have any negative image thing. Do you know what I mean? He's quite level-headed, and I think it's down to it. He doesn't compare himself, and he's not on all the time.
It's been recommended now that the 2 hours before you go to bed, get yourself off your phone, which is quite hard. Like, just try leaving it in another room and going and watching the
telly. And if you go for a walk, don't go for a walk and let be on Instagram for the whole 30-minute walk. You've took nothing in around you.
It's knowing when to switch off, isn't it? And it's the same, like, knowing when to switch off is, do you have a break? So, do you have a break from your dieting? See, I count my calories. Like, I track my calories all the time. But at the weekend, I usually do a lower calorie day on a Friday to allow myself to relax a little bit on the Saturday. And I don't actually write down usually on the Saturday until the Saturday night. Yeah. Like, I won't just keep getting my phone out and tracking things all day. It's like taking that bit of time to just go, all right, I appreciate what my goal is. I know what I'm doing, but, you know, I've got a house to tidy, or I want to go out and see my mates. I want to go out for a bevy. Like, you want to be able to relax, and don't let this process take over your life. Let it better your life, but don't let it control you.
So I found a good tip was, if you've got the Spotify Premium, you can download and you don't need to stream your music.
#ad.
Turn your phone off, listen to your music, put it on airplane mode, and then you're not going on Instagram and Facebook and you're not comparing yourself, and you're having that hour in the gym as your time to focus on you, and you're not constantly doing a set of weights, then looking at someone who you want to look like, a set of weights, looking at, comparing yourself, oh, frustrated. And it's literally, you can then be in the zone of who you are and what you want. Do you know what else you can download and listen to on airplane mode? Do you have
a girl
and a gay
in the gym?
Our podcast. Okay, so in this podcast, we've spoke about how health and fitness isn't just about what you eat and going to the gym. It's also about your headspace and your mental health. So here's our top tips on staying on track and keeping a positive mind.
So Richie's written down number one: water your own grass, which doesn't mean have a wee in the garden. What does it mean?
You don't know what water your own grass means?
No, I don't even have a grass. I live in Garston.
So it's like I was saying, we were talking about how we're always wasting our time that could be invested in us, looking at other people's lives. So just have some time out. There's an app called Headspace, did you say?
Yeah, it's like a 3-minute daily meditation thing that like makes you chill out.
And I always go on YouTube and watch Rhonda Byrne, The Secret. It's a bit hippie. An American, but if you can see deeper than that, it's got really good tools to get your brain in a good positive
way. It helps you switch off and feel more positive. Like I do with RuPaul.
Just, what the f*** are you
It's true. It makes me feel better about myself. It helps me switch off. And I feel motivated because I look at all these gorgeous drag queens. No,
it is. It's just invest time in you. Switch off.
I like the grass isn't greener on the other side.
Yeah, so look, water your own grass and it'll be green. So yeah, the grass. That's what I meant.
So not water your own grass. You meant the grass is green on the other side.
Well, no, because if you're always looking at the green grass, you're going to have a muddy field. Right? If you just walk, if you looked at your own grass.
You meant the grass is
I'll
green.
Piss off. Number two, social media detox, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, defo.
Limit your time.
You don't need to go cold turkey and, like, delete it and be like, emotional posts on Instagram. Bye, guys. I'm having a week off. Need some me time. Oh, my God. Get a grip. You have just come off Facebook having a breakdown on a status to coming on Instagram.
Please don't go, please.
But what I'd say is, just limit yourself and have a little bit of time. If someone does your editing on Instagram, just unfollow them.
Yeah. Number three, I'd say, is we all have that negative voice in our head. So tell it to stop. I find, I know this sounds really weird, but I pinch my finger so, because I am a bit of a worrier, and I'll have that voice pop in my head all the time going, Richie, you can't do this, or Richie, what are the consequences? And I have to just pinch myself and just like bring myself back down to earth and go, listen, all's good, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? Get yourself into a positive mind space.
Unless you've got like a lot of voices in your head, in which case this podcast probably isn't for you.
But I think it is good to just to have some kind of awareness if that voice starts getting out of control in your head and reining it in and just going, like actually saying out loud, going, stop, just stop now.
Remind yourself you're in control of your thoughts as well.
Yeah.
If you don't like them, tell them to stop. Stop talking to me.
And that leads on, I'd say, every day's a new day. If you never managed to get to the gym today or you've just had a Mars bar having a meltdown, it's not the end of the world.
And move on because everyone falls off track sometimes.
Just be kind to yourself, isn't it? Stop putting pressure on your shoulders. I'd say that probably overall just reminds yourself that, well, this is how I view it, is we're only here once, we're here to live, and you've got to be happy, haven't you? And it's about making memories, and you put all this pressure on yourself how to look, or you're actually making memories and being happy. And that's why I'm a PT, because that's what I want from people.
I'm sobbing.
Pass the Kleenex. As always, at the end of each podcast, we're going to be answering all your questions, and Molly has messaged us on Instagram.
At Girl Gay Gym.
Kegging. So anyway, Molly said, what should you start off for exercise if you're dead unfit? Are classes best for a complete newbie? Help me, guys.
I think classes can be quite daunting when you first start, but they're a good way to like throw yourself into it, aren't they?
It's a good way to get into exercise.
I wouldn't go
Molly
to a dead hard
really
one.
Molly being that clear on what she wants from it. Do you know what I mean? So I'd have to guess.
Assume fat loss.
Yeah, which, again, it's not down to exercise, it's down to calorie deficit. Eat less than your body burns. But yep. I'd say, if you're in a gym, book an induction and get someone to give you a program that's included in your gym membership. Book with a PT, if you can, and they'll be able to go through how to do things safely and effectively, isn't it? And make sure it works. I'm sorry.
I'm having a photo shoot in the background.
You're putting me off. I'm trying to speak and you're taking photos.
Make sure you get me smoky iron.
I know. Harriet's got makeup on today. But yeah, no, it all depends. There's so many different ways. Classes are good. The only thing I'd say, the thing about classes is, if there's 30 people in a class and you're brand new to exercise, is will that instructor have enough time to make sure that you've got good form and be going through it properly, Joe Ramin?
Yeah, I would say if you can try and wiggle your money, fork out for a PT at the start to get you kind of like used to everything to teach you your form. Just see them get injured as well. And then classes are boss. I know we're biased, but spin, you can kind of dictate how hard you go and how fast you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it works good for us, doesn't it, babe?
Yeah, of course.
We're at Rise Cycling every week.
And McGuffey's Fitness. Tuesday, Thursday.
Jessica's messaged us on Instagram at Girl Gay Gym saying, how can she stay healthy and fit on holiday? Well, Jess, what I would say is when I'm there, if the hotel has a gym, I get up in the morning and do a bit of cardio. Do you?
No. When I'm on holiday, I'm eating, I'm drinking, and I'm having a ball. And
but the difference between me and Richie is I'm a naturally curvy girl. There used to be a whole lot more to this.
Big girls, you are beautiful.
I have to, because if I had a week off like that and ate the way I want to eat on holiday, I would definitely pile weight on. So I do a bit of cardio. Walk if you can in some bits. But then,
or dance. If you go into Ibiza and you're having a ball. You could probably get about 30,000 steps in a night, two-step.
I know, yeah. Choose your holidays wisely. And swimming. If you're going on a family holiday, swim every day. Just, if you're drinking every day, which is like, I would say most of us do.
Be careful.
And just go for diet mixes. So like, if you would have a Coke, a can of Coke, why would you have it over a Diet Coke when a Diet Coke's got no calories? Do you know what I mean? If you're going to bevy, stop drinking wine, stop drinking beer, get on the gin and vodka like we've told you. If you're getting an ice cream, don't get an ice cream. Get an ice lolly. Do you know what I mean?
She's on holiday. I just say enjoy yourself, babe. Go and relax. We work all year, but we're all stressed out. You're on holiday to enjoy it. If you need to get a little 20-minute hit session in or something on your balcony, just download something on YouTube and save it to your phone and get it done. That's what I'd do personally.
Or just drink until you pass out and then you can't eat the next day anyway, can you?
Yeah, that's it.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter. Cheers.